When I first moved to Prague nearly two decades ago, Czech friends were often astonished when I said that I'd never heard of the American singer Dean Reed. Dubbed the Red Elvis, Reed was a household name throughout the Eastern Bloc.
I believe in music. I believe in love.
After a couple of minor hits at home at the end of the 1950s, the Denver-born singer spent many years in Latin America. There he embraced the revolutionary left and became hugely popular. In 1973, he moved to the German Democratic Republic. Thoroughly approved of by the communist regimes of the time, he enjoyed a big following in Czechoslovakia.
Desde hondo cruzó de la patria, se levanta el clamor popular, ya se anuncia la nueva...
In 1978, Reed was one of the stars of the World Youth Festival in Havana, which was attended by some 16,000 left-wing students from around the world, including a large contingent from Czechoslovakia. In an interview for Czechoslovak radio, Reed poured praise on his Cuban hosts.
People are special people, as I think you have noticed. They are so open, they are so loving, so giving, and I think that every delegate who is here, is the first moment is shocked, because from every child to every old person waves and screams and wants autographs. Not only the sun here is warm, the people are warm and loving, and I think that is maybe one of the greatest differences, that there's such a feeling of openness here.
You are very popular with young people in Czechoslovakia, and you have been several times to our country. What would you like to tell young Czechoslovakian people from Havana?
I send you a little bit of sun, and I, of course, send you all of my friendship. I don't believe so much in official speeches sometimes. I'm not a diplomat. I have other feelings. I think maybe the greatest worth of this type of festival sometimes is the direct contact of the Czechoslovak youth when they come and meet a Cuban, and they come and meet somebody from Angola, and they come and meet a Vietnamese. I think it's very, very important for the continued work against imperialism and for peace. Last night I gave a concert in a theater. Fidel Castro and Raul Castro came, and the people stood and applauded my songs when I came onto the stage also. And that was something I shall never forget also, the love that the Cuban people last night when I sang gave to me.
What's your feeling about that? You are in a socialist country which is not far at all from the United States.
It reminds me of my obligation as an American to fight harder than ever, so that not only Cuba is free, but the other countries in South America and Latin America shall also be able someday to have a World Youth Festival. My country is only 90 miles from here, and they have tried to blockade these people, to stop progress, but they were not able to stop progress. You know, I'm very, very happy to be able to give my regards and my love to the Czechoslovak people, and I hope to see you all again in Prague very soon. Ahoy!
That was the Red Elvis, Dean Reed, in 1978. 8 years later, at the age of just 47, he drowned in a lake near East Berlin. Officially, it was an accident, but after the fall of communism, a suicide note was found in the Stasi secret police files. To this day, Dean Reed's extraordinary life and unexplained death continue to arouse speculation and controversy.